Columbia, a Sony Pictures Entertainment company. Revolution Studios. Revolution Studios presents a Davis Entertainment production, a Steve Carr film. In a large suburban house, a small boy, Ben Hinton, wakes up and hops out of bed. Clutching his teddy bear, he sits on the floor and puts on a pair of SpongeBob SquarePants slippers. Eddie Murphy, Daddy Daycare, also starring Jeff Garlin, Steve Zahn, Regina King, and Angelica Houston. Ben heads for the bathroom. Then he stands on a small footstool and starts to brush his teeth. Spits the toothpaste out and wipes his mouth with his pajama sleeve. Remembering to take his teddy bear, he heads for the stairs and goes down them carefully, one at a time. Now he's in a spacious, tastefully decorated living area. Moving through into the dining room, he finds his father, Charlie, slumped over his laptop computer, fast asleep.
Hey, hey, Ben, how you doing, man? Oh, God. Oh, Daddy's gotta get ready for work.
Can't you stay home?
No, I got a big day at work today, real big day. Kim! Where's my cell phone?
It's with my crayons.
It's not supposed to be with the crayons.
Kim serves Ben some waffles.
There you go, sweetie.
Okay, now where's my beep? Has anybody seen my beep?
Kim dials a number on the telephone, and Charlie follows the noise to the inside of the fridge.
Oh, here it is. Right by the grape juice. I wonder how it got there. Are those my note cards? That I've been working all night on? I've been up all night, and that are all sticky.
Sorry, baby.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I'll see you.
Oh, don't forget about the orientation today.
The what?
Chapman Academy, the preschool.
Oh, okay, yeah, right. Okay. Is there any way we can reschedule that? Oh, you know, maybe we shouldn't reschedule that. Maybe we should just take care of business and be responsible parents, so. Don't worry.
Don't be late.
I will not be late.
Promise.
I won't be late. Okay, see you later.
I didn't promise.
He sure did.
In an office.
Hey, what's going on?
Your worst nightmare.
What?
Mr. Broccoli's a no-show.
He got a callback on a potato chip commercial.
These snack foods are killing us.
Yeah, I know.
Marvin!
Yeah?
Marvin? The guy who smells the mail?
Yes, look, we need a guy to wear a broccoli suit, not a normal person. Marvin, my man! My friend, Marvin! Hey, man, what's going on today? Listen, hey. I need a little favor. We're having a little focus group in here, and the guy's supposed to wear the broccoli suit left. We was wondering if you put the suit on and cover for us.
No. I can't do the broccoli because it's just not me. Sorry.
Hey, can I be the carrot, though? Yeah, you can be the carrot. Let him try your carrot on.
No!
Yeah, you're gonna be the broccoli.
No, I don't wanna be a bush.
It's not a bush, it's a stalk of broccoli. It's a strong stalk of broccoli.
Yeah, I'm pretty strong.
Yeah, you can make that work. Come on, let's go in here and you're gonna switch this suit on and get the broccoli. Trust me on this thing. Okay, let's go.
B-R-O-C-C-O-L-I. I am the broccoli and don't know why. C-A-R-R-O-N-T. Carrots are healthy for you and me. Oh, oh, oh.
The broccoli starts doing a robotic dance in front of the focus group of children.
You want none of that? Go broccoli, it's your birthday. Go broccoli, it's your birthday. Go carrot, go carrot, go carrot.
No, I don't wanna.
Hello, boys and girls! Zowie, do we have a special treat for you today? Hey, we have a brand new cereal. You're the first kid. Help!
Marvin falls.
It's super yummy and loaded.
We'll help you.
With all sorts of stuff that's good for you. And do you know what we call it? Veggie-os!
The children immediately spit out the cereal.
This cereal sucks!
They're turning on us.
Give it a chance. Let it get in your mouth, you know? You've got to taste it.
One small boy hurls his cereal at the two-way mirror and starts attacking broccoli.
Call security now.
Hey, stop that!
Kim and Ben are waiting.
I guess we better go in, Pooch. Your daddy'll come a little later. Let me see.
Charlie speeds up the drive in his convertible.
Hey. I'm so sorry, baby. Sorry, things got crazy at work. Hey, what's going on, man? Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, look at this place. It's Princeton for preschoolers.
Yeah, let's just hurry up so we won't be late for the orientation.
Hey, what's the orientation about? It's preschool. They're gonna be playing with blocks, right?
Yeah. Eins, zwei, drei, vier, fünf, sechs, sieben, acht.
Unbelievable.
Nine.
Language skills are a critical component here at Chapman. They're part of our core curriculum. You must be Charles.
Oh, please call me Charlie. Nice to meet you.
How do you do?
This is my wife, Kim.
Hi.
Kimberly. I'm Miss Harridan, the headmistress.
And this is Ben.
Well, how do you do, Benjamin?
Hi. Oh, come on, little man.
It's a pleasure to meet you. Should we begin?
Look at their little outfits. I like
them. Thank you. We find uniforms reinforce the sense of structure.
Oh, yeah. Structure's good.
Our philosophy is that a child is like a climbing vine. With structure to cling to and the right gardener to tend them, they'll grow to the sky.
Sorry.
So, Mrs. Hinton, you're returning to work?
Hello.
Lawyer, I believe your file said?
Yeah, actually, I haven't practiced yet. We just had Ben when I finished law school. Still a little nervous about leaving.
Oh, all mothers are, but you needn't worry. Our little seedlings are in very good hands.
Turn the
darn phone.
It's off.
And attack!
Now mark your books, number 5. Cat is to mouse as frog is to...
Are they doing SAT prep? It's never too early to start.
Charlie's beeper starts to ring.
I thought you turned your cell phone on.
It's not my cell phone, it's my two-way.
He taps at it furiously.
Oh no, this is bad.
Go ahead.
Thank you, baby. I am terribly sorry. I have an emergency at work and I gotta get going.
I understand.
Yeah, sorry about that. Hey, little man. Daddy's gotta get going. But I'm gonna see you later on, okay? You wanna do the rocket ship? Yeah, come on, let's do a rocket ship. Come on.
As Charlie zooms Ben into the air, he draws the attention of the other pupils.
Sorry about all the noise. Hey, here you go. Go to mommy. I'll see you later.
Okay.
Thank you for your time.
So sorry. He's trying out a new product at work.
Well, no need to apologize. Diligence always sets a fine example. Ah, Jenny, just in time. Here's a copy of our curriculum and a list of your financial obligations.
This is the price per year.
Or per month.
Charlie to Phil.
You know, Ben is starting preschool today.
Oh, yeah? Where at?
Over at the Chapman Academy.
Ah, the Marine Corps of daycare. Max goes there.
Really? What do you think of that place?
It's not like you got much choice. You got Harridan and her merry fembots. You got Idiot Von Idiot in their school for children who like accidents.
Fellas, numbers just came in for chocolatey chocolate balls. Through the roof!
Oh, yeah, it's a big surprise. You hear that, Phil? Kids like chocolate.
Ice cream, too.
Okay, sorry. I forgot I was talking to the granola heads from the natural food division.
No. What was that stinker you guys got saddled with?
It's not a stinker. It's called Veggie-O's, and it's the cereal of the future.
Right, Veggie Blows. I thought they were killing that. Jerry! Yo, Jerry! Catch the numbers on the chocolatey chocolate balls? Through the roof, baby!
What does he mean, killing that?
Why are you listening to Bruce, huh? Nothing's being killed. You know this guy is a clown. And if something was going down, we would know about it.
We're killing it.
Hey, come on, Jim. We had one bad test. And it's a hard nut to crack. Any fool can sell chocolatey chocolate balls and cotton candy flavored cereal to kids, man.
Cotton candy? That's not bad. Hey, guys, look, I'm sorry, but it was a dog. Kids just don't want to eat vegetables for breakfast. Who knew?
It's exactly what I told you 6 months ago when you put us on this project, incidentally.
You did? Well, it's not just Veggios. We're shutting down the whole health division.
That's like 300 people.
Yeah, it's just not a business we want to be in.
So where are we being reassigned?
At home.
So, Pooch, how is...
Okay.
Just okay?
I don't know anybody there.
Aw, well, give it some time. You'll make some friends. How about you, baby? How was your day?
I lost my J-O-B.
You lost your J-O-B?
I got F-I-R-E-D. Me and 300 other people.
They cannot do that. What about Jim Fields? Can't he do something?
Jim Fields is the one that pulled the trigger. He's not going to be inclined to do anything, because when I found out it was him, I told him he could take a flying F...
Charlie!
Kim looks at Ben.
J-K, element of P. Don't worry about this. I'm a guy in demand, and I have a new job in a week. A week.
6 weeks later, Charlie's at his laptop.
Hey, what if we use the emergency fund?
We can't. We already used it on the car payment.
Okay. There's nowhere around it. You gotta pull Ben out of Chapman. It's just too much money, look.
Then what are we gonna do for childcare? Are you gonna stay home with him?
No, I'm not gonna stay home with him. Look, we just gotta find something more affordable, that's all. This is the right address.
You gotta be kidding me.
Hey, we're gonna at least check it out, you know.
Ben is not going here.
Look, looks can be deceiving. Let me just go take a look.
Looks can be deceiving? We in a trailer park. This...
Yeah?
I might have made a mistake. I'm looking for the preschool.
Oh, yes it is. Welcome to the... Sorry. Welcome to the Touch of Eden preschool. Can I help you?
Oh, no thank you.
Is this the right address? Yeah.
Okay. Hi.
Well, we keep the children right around here.
An old man opens a cellar hatch in the backyard.
Go ahead, after you, Em.
Okay.
Kim and Charlie scarper.
Will you get the address of this place?
No, you pick this place.
We should report this to somebody.
At another preschool.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, I knew it had to be at least one decent place in town.
Yeah, it looks all right.
Yeah.
Squad cars pull up. Back at home, Charlie's sitting at the table, looking depressed.
All right, Charlie, give up the keys.
Now, I don't know where the keys are.
Don't even try it.
I don't know where the keys are, Ben. I want you to drive the minivan.
No, we already talked about this last night. You're staying home with Ben. I'm driving the Mercedes.
Yeah, I mean, driving around town in a dumb minivan all day.
Is it top down?
Hey, you know what? Kim, just be careful, you know? Don't just park it any place. And be careful getting in and out of the car. Don't get any dings in the door, you know? And make sure, hey, come here, make sure you put the good gas in there, because if you put in the cheap stuff, it's going to make the engine start knocking. I don't want that.
And you don't leave milk inside the car with the windows rolled up. Always buckle up the car seat and don't park in the sun, or the seats will get too hot. Oh, and no juice unless it's in a sippy cup. Bye, baby.
Hey, can you give a call? Let us know what time you'll be back. We'll be here waiting, just the two of us.
Bye.
Not too fast.
See you later.
When's Mommy coming back?
She'll be back around dinner time, Mommy.
Is dinner time soon?
No, but don't you worry. We're gonna have a lot of fun.
But we need Mommy to have fun.
Wow. What are you trying to just break me down in the driveway?
Why you wanna break your father down like that?
I'm sorry.
Okay, that's better. You broke me down smooth just now. My eyes
I'm
well
sorry,
up.
I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
Okay, you made my eyes well.
Okay,
up.
Look
at my eyes.
I see your eyes twitching. We're gonna have fun.
At the kitchen table, Ben and Charlie sit opposite each other. Each time Charlie moves, Ben copies him.
Yes. Do you know how to change a diaper?
Yeah, but wait a minute, I thought Max was potty trained.
Believe me, so did I.
What are you? Don't do that to me! What are you?
He's throwing things at me and it smells!
I really need your help!
Charlie hangs up the phone.
Are you potty trained?
Yes.
You gotta go stinky?
Yes.
Well, go on, go stinky then.
Later, Phil and Charlie are in the park.
You have a nauseous ache in the pit of your stomach that you're a worthless failure.
We are worthless failures.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Peggy, hey. How you doing?
Good.
What's going on, Nikki?
Look, Matt. Gosh, a little cheetah.
Yeah, it can be a little hard to understand sometimes.
Pass me.
Yeah, honey, go play. Have a good time. Have fun. And listen, stay away from that cat poop, okay?
TJ, what is that? What did he just say?
Oh, my God, I haven't a clue. The doctor says it's just a phase he's going through, but, well... kept him out of Chapman. Jerks.
Max! Max! Put that mouse down! Give it to me! Oh, what are you...
You know something, Charlie? I think it's great you guys being full-time dads.
Yeah, we're real giants among men.
Seriously, you are. You should be proud of yourself. Most guys I know don't even know who their kids are.
So Joe still has a family thing, huh?
No, and he's driving me crazy. I'm thinking I should go back to work, but what am I going to do with Nikki?
Dead mouse.
There's no good alternative to that Chapman joint.
Dead mouse.
Phil drops the dead mouse in the bin. As he bends over to get his breath back, he's kicked on the backside by a kid on a swing.
Tell you something, if someone opened a decent daycare program around here, they'd make a killing. Nikki, what did I say about the cat poop?
Charlie looks over at Ben, who's sitting on a climbing frame, staring at the ground sadly. Then Charlie gazes at some other children who are playing in the sand. Suddenly, an idea hits Charlie as Phil sits next to him.
What? A daycare center, you and me.
Yes, Phil, this is a completely underserved market. Harrington has a monopoly on this whole suburb. All we have to do is just come in and establish ourselves as the value alternative and we'll clean up.
You think I'd be good at taking care of kids?
Absolutely.
Excuse me, are these your kids?
No.
Remember when you broke my yo-yo?
I did not break your yo-yo.
Yes, you did.
I did not break
yes,
your yo-yo.
Yes, you did.
Your
and
yo-yo
then,
was broke.
And then you're killing me. You're really killing me.
Kim arrives home and puts down her things.
Hey, I'm home.
Ooh. The dining room is full of small chairs and toys. Kim looks on in disbelief.
What's going on here?
Ben holds up a poster for Daddy Daycare.
A daycare center. In our house?
Yes, Phil's apartment's too small. It's only a two-bedroom place.
Charlie, this is crazy on like 10 different levels. What do you and Phil know about running a daycare?
This is not rocket science, all right? We applied for a license the other day. It couldn't be any more simple.
Daddy.
Okay, Lillian, what you want? The rocket ship? Wow! Okay, that's what you wanted, right?
Milk.
Oh, you wanted milk? I'm sorry, you want milk. Yeah, because Rocket Man needs milk when he's flying all around for strong bones in case you crash, right? We understand each other. What do you think about this?
I think we're talking about other people's children here. Do you know what type of responsibility that is?
Yes, and I'll be just as careful with them as I am with Ben. Hey, man, don't be just rubbing your head into stuff. Watch where you walk. What's the matter with you?
Well, what are you going to do when you get a real job? Are you just going to leave the parents hanging?
Hey, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. Look, it's not going to be permanent, all right? We're not going to get rich from this, but it might keep us out of bankruptcy.
I don't know, Charlie.
Hey, come on, look, Kim. I can't just sit around here all day. I gotta try to do something. Come on, I need this.
Guess you better start handing out those flyers.
All right. It makes much more sense.
Me too.
Hey, okay, you wanna get in with me? Here's a big group hug.
Phil's outside a supermarket handing out flyers. Charlie's inside with Ben, who's sitting in their trolley.
Excuse me, give me a chance.
Ben picks up a packet of chocolatey chocolate balls. Charlie throws it on the floor and, after having stamped on it repeatedly, replaces it on the shelf. Outside, Phil's now on an alligator ride whilst Max hands out the leaflets. Later, outside a karate class...
Here you go, day day care. Hey, little karate guy, day day care. Day day care, karate girl. Hello. Day day care. Hello, how are you?
The small girl kicks Phil square in the privates.
Give a chance. Sorry.
Charlie's in a beauty salon, handing out flyers to women under the dryers.
Get a chance. Thank you. It's not too much trouble when you get a chance.
He doesn't notice that one of the women is Miss Harridan. Phil's still writhing on the floor, but people are taking leaflets from the pile on the ground next to him.
Warm, nurturing, experienced parents providing exceptional child care at affordable prices.
You know, the experienced part is what I have to take issue with.
In the park, Phil staples his hand as he tries to staple a flyer to a tree.
I give it 3 days.
So, you two guys are running a daycare center. You're signing up people at a lemonade stand in the front lawn. Wow, that's... Good luck with that. Okay, come on, Paul.
Hey, wait a minute. Don't you believe in equality amongst the sexes?
Yeah, can't men do everything women can do?
No, we can't. It's unnatural. A little bit icky.
Your guys?
Well, what did you think Daddy Daycare meant?
I thought maybe one guy, not nothing but guys.
I just thought it was a clever name.
Is this a daycare place?
They're guys. They're all guys.
They're what?
Excuse me, listen. We are two loving, caring parents, and we run a daycare center. A
couple of sickos is what you are.
Hey, miss, hey, how about a free trial offer?
Sickos!
Oh, dear, dear.
Hi, I'm Peggy. Hi, Nikki. How you doing?
Nikki is so excited for his big day.
All right.
Nikki, how old are you? Oh, yeah, five.
Okay. Wait, you're going to leave Nikki here with these guys?
Yeah. Oh, come on. You have trouble with them being guys? What are you, from the Dark Ages? Aren't you for all that gender equality and all that jazz?
Peggy, come on. Of course we are.
Okay, so can't women do what men do and men do what women do?
These guys could do the job.
What, are you going to vouch for these two?
Yeah, I'll vouch for them. I'll vouch for these guys.
Hey. Okay. Just, I'll try it.
All right.
You're going to do it.
Come on, have a great time.
Okay.
Right, kids?
You're a real lifesaver.
You know what? You screw this up, I'm going to kill you with my bare hands.
Here, now. Go to Phil.
Oh, I don't want to go.
Yeah. Come on, let go.
I don't want to go.
He's got a little bit of separation anxiety. Oh. Dylan.
Go.
I just stopped breastfeeding.
I'd freak out too.
If you could just grab my leg.
I want to go.
Come on. All right.
Here we go.
Come on. Here we go.
Come on, go.
There we go. All right.
All right.
Okay.
Come on. Let go, Mom. Let go, Mom.
I want to go.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Oh, man.
No lactose, no peanuts, no shellfish.
Nothing high in fructose.
Or sucrose or dextrose.
Oh, maltodextrose. Nothing with red dye number 6.
Or number 4.
Oh, yellow dye number 2.
Will you say maltodextrose for me again? So cute.
Oh, maltodextrose.
Maltodextrose.
Oh, yellow dye number 2.
His name's Crispin.
My man Crispin. Hey, how's it going there, big guy?
Crispin kicks Charlie in the shin.
What time's pickup?
At 5 o'clock.
I have laser treatment. Make it 6.
Sorry about the outfit. He won't take it off.
How long has he been wearing it?
A couple of weeks.
Now, who are you going to call if there are any problems, sweetie?
911, Mommy.
That's such a good girl.
Come on, Dylan. I'll tell my keys. How about lifesavers? You like lifesavers? How about money? $1. Yeah. $1. You are a smart man. That is yours. All right.
Welcome to Daddy Daycare. We're your team facilitators. My name is Charlie, and this is Phil. Okay, anybody ever seen a mission statement before? Here, everybody take one. Take a mission statement. There we go. One for everybody. One, slow down. All right. Okay, now. Who wants to be the first one to read the first sentence on the mission statement? Okay, how about you?
I don't read yet.
Okay, I'm looking for someone who can read. Okay, now, by a show of hands, how many of you guys can already read?
Okay, raise your hand if you don't know how to read.
Okay, well, here's what we're gonna do. I'm gonna read the mission statement aloud, and what I want you guys to do is just follow along as I read the mission statement, okay? Doesn't that sound like fun and interesting fun? Here we go. As the members and facilitators of the Daddy Daycare team, we will collectively strive to provide... Okay, Sean, don't eat the mission statement. Just get that out your mouth. We collectively strive to... And don't you rip the mission statement, little Flash, because it's a very important document for you. Hey,
come here.
Hey, come back here.
Okay, so what he's really trying to say is...
Chaos ensues as the kids run riot through the living room.
Stop running! Stop running! Come back here, Flash. Come back! Come here! Hey, come back here, Flash! One second. Okay, oh, you want to rock? Shoot! Ow! One more.
The other children clamber around, wanting the rocket ship.
I thought you said this was going to be easy.
Hey, you know what I'm thinking now?
That was a huge mistake.
Yeah, you know, Phil, I never quit anything in life, but I don't know how much longer I could take this.
I'll be right back.
Hey, where you going, man? You got to do something with rocket ship.
Rocket ship!
Exhausted, Charlie falls to the floor. Miss Harridan.
Four absent children, no explanation.
Maybe it's just a coincidence.
In a group this size, three absent children is a coincidence. Four is a statistical anomaly.
Miss Harridan taps Jenny on the head with her baton. At Daddy Daycare.
Hey, everybody, it's Big Phil with a guitar!
Okay, why don't you guys enjoy Big Phil while I rest my spine?
Max, bring your dad a chair.
Really like that rocket ship.
Now, when I was a small boy, at the age of five, my mama said, I'm the greatest man alive.
Yeah.
I'm a man. I'm a full grown man.
I'm a fat man.
Hey, come on in the kitchen.
Put the lime in the coconut, drink them both up. Put the lime in the coconut, drink them both up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drink them both up. I say,
doctor!
Ain't there nothing I can take? I say, doctor! To relieve this bellyache, I say, doctor! Like a rhinestone cowboy, riding out on a horse in a star-spangled rodeo. Havana Gila, Havana Gila, Havana Gila. Oi! I am definitely out of sauce.
Okay, lunchtime.
All the kids tuck into sweets and fizzy drinks.
I don't know if we should be feeding this kind of stuff.
Why not? Look at them, they love it.
Yeah, but I'm a little worried.
About what?
Later, the kids are all hyperactive, racing through the hall. A girl's on the phone.
911. It's out of his head. Christmas on my doll. I need help.
Dylan is jumping on the piano keys.
Now hold this piano and keep your feet off the piano.
Flash zooms off. Phil's trying to retrieve some scissors.
Wait, give me this.
Hey, no, don't play with that. Give me this.
One of the girls wants to watch TV.
Yeah, you know that trick, right? Leave it alone, okay?
Flash throws away the wand from a pot of bubble mixture and drinks the liquid instead. When he burps, a flurry of bubbles floats out of his mouth. Nikki has a bucket on his head and runs into a pillar.
Hey, you get off those drinks! Stop climbing the
tree!
Stop climbing! Stop! Hey, you come here! Come on! Hey, come here!
Nikki, give me that vase! Nikki, put down that vase!
Phil drops the vase. Now a pillow fight in progress.
Tomorrow, we give them all organic.
Don't worry, it's gonna be okay.
How can you stand there and say that? Look at this!
What goes up
The kids are all now fast asleep. Some of the parents are at the door. Charlie lets them in. Seeing the children all asleep, they look impressed.
Wow. You guys are good.
Well, what do you expect? You left your kids with professionals.
Sorry to leave you hanging, man, but ever since we got laid off, Sheila's been making me make dinner.
Really? How's that going?
It ain't napping. Hey, can I take these snack cakes home?
Yeah, go ahead.
To Ben.
How you doing, little man? That's how you doing. Excuse me a second. What is it?
Bagpipers on TV.
All right, give me that. That's too bad. Come on, man. Let go. It's too loud. I'm serious. Let go, Crispin. Getting kind of late. Where do you suppose your mommy is?
Shut up, butthead.
Shut. Hey, you stop. Hey, you know something? Your mommy and daddy would not like you talking like that. You should not talk like that. And when your mommy comes, I'm going to tell her that you...
Andale, let's go. Motor's running.
Yeah, come on. Get out of here.
Stop.
Yeah, I wish you would.
Crispin, don't make that face.
What?
Don't make lines. Quiet the face.
Relax the face. Quiet the face.
Yes,
quiet.
Calm your face. Show no lines.
Crispin kicks Charlie.
You got an early drop-off?
No, I don't have anything. I'm going to see you tomorrow.
I'll see you tomorrow, Crispin. Tomorrow.
All right, you're going to be just like your father. Look at him. Hanging off of him, his skin. Hanging off.
Hey, little man.
Hey, Dad.
What are you up to?
Just trying to read a story.
Hey, listen, man. I know I was really busy today with those other kids taking care of them, you know. I know it probably wasn't easy for you having to share all your toys and watching Daddy do rocket ship with everybody, but, you know. Now it's just me and you. We can do whatever you want to do.
Can we read this story?
You sure can read this story. All right. There once was a herd of elephants. Elephants young, elephants old, elephants tall and short, fat and thin. All were different, but all were happy, and almost all were the same color. And they all made an elephant sound. They all say, yeah, you make that sound. Yeah. All right.
Do it again.
Oh, no, I can't do it again, because then Daddy may have an aneurysm.
Kim arrives home.
Hey, guys, sorry I'm late.
She sighs when she sees the mess in the lounge. Her mood changes when she finds Charlie and Ben asleep next to each other. The next day, Phil arrives carrying Dylan over his shoulder. When Phil hands him a dollar, he quietens down.
Hey, take this in there. Go sit down.
All right. Maybe I haven't had my coffee yet, but it seems like these kids are multiplying. What's going on?
Yeah, we got two new kids.
Oh, come on!
Hey, listen, we're gonna have to up our game today, all right? We need some structure and some planned activities.
No, we need Ritalin and leashes. That's what we need.
All we gonna need is this.
An American football.
All right, everybody, let's do this. Come on in, everybody come in here. Okay, here we go. Okay, all right, come on, let's try another play. Let's try this. Right, here's what we're gonna do now. Here's a new play, all right? It's called the Baby Blitz. Nikki, I want you to hang back and you're gonna do a lateral, all right? And I want you to go down the middle for a button hook, okay? And now you, I want you to be my blocker. Okay, well, we can do that. How about that's an even better play? Everybody just run in the circle. Yes?
Yes.
All right, let's run in the circle. Come on, run the circle.
Tony, see the ball a lot better. Take your mask off.
Yeah, Tony, I'm Flash.
Charlie looks concerned when he spots Ben sitting at the side on his own.
Hey. How come you're not playing, little man? Hey, come on, it's football. You love football.
Phil gets up to help.
I live in California. Where do you live?
I'm in Hong Kong.
Where's Hong Kong? Can you hear me now?
I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Can
you hear me now?
What is it?
How about you like football all this time? You gonna tell me you don't like...
Charlie looks up, distracted by Max's farting.
I'll be right back, Norman. I gotta go.
Hey, Phil.
Hey.
Hey, you got a little problem over there with Max.
Oh, it's happening.
What's happening? What is that?
It! It's happening. He hasn't gone for a week. That's it.
Oh, no. That's it's happening?
It's happening. I know the face. Look.
Hey, that's your cue, man. You gotta go over there and deal with it.
I can't.
You can't.
I can't.
Hey, come on, Phil. You have to do it.
I can't.
Yes, you can.
I can't.
Yes, you can.
I really will.
Good. Come on.
A flashback to Phil in a restaurant restroom. He grimaces as he tries to pull off Max's nappy. As he takes it off, a shower of urine sprays up.
Oh, oh,
oh. The baby smiles, but Phil shakes in disgust.
I can't.
Okay, listen. I can see you got issues about this, so I'm going to take care of it this time, all right?
Yeah.
But in the future, you gotta work this one out yourself.
I gotta work it out.
That's your son. And God willing, when you get older, he's gonna do this for you one day. So you wanna know that, you know, he owes that to you.
He owes me.
He owes you.
Yeah.
Hey, don't get cute with
I'm not assuming you're doing it.
Oh, yeah. All right, so how you wanna do this?
Do this myself.
You sure?
Yes.
Okay, well, you go on and do it with your bad self. You go on and do it now. All right. You need anything, I'm right out here, okay?
Charlie's brows furrow with concern.
Hey, big guy, how'd it go in there?
I missed.
What does that mean?
I missed.
Oh, hell no.
Charlie opens the bathroom door with trepidation. As he peers inside, a look of wide-eyed horror spreads across his face. His eyes drift to the ceiling, and his jaw drops. As the smell fills his nostrils, he looks on the verge of tears. Outside, Flash pulls a drainpipe from the wall.
Hey. Come on! No! Come on! You put this down. You don't play with this. You ripped up my wife's flowers. Hey, give me this. You give me this. You're not supposed to go play with something else. Hey, what's going on here?
We're spiraling out of control.
Well, look, don't panic, because they're like animals. They can smell fear.
I don't know what else to do. I've run out of ideas.
I tell you what. Hey!
Meanwhile, Jenny and Miss Harridan look in on one of their classes.
Six absences. I have to go make a phone call.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Yeah! Let me tell you something, brother. I have never liked Karens. And today, as I stand here and look at you, before me, having the audacity to think that you can defeat me! Let me tell you something, brother. I am about to kick your Karen butt! Let me tell you something, Mr. Broccoli. When the Karen is done with you, you will be nothing but a kumquat!
Charlie and Phil are dressed in the vegetable suits.
Hey! What about me? Nobody likes broccoli!
Really? Well, Ben likes broccoli, don't you, Ben?
You turned my own sprout against me? Now you're gonna die!
Charlie thrusts his hand into Phil's carrot suit and pulls out a chunk of orange foam. They circle round each other until Charlie bops Phil on his carrot top.
Okay, come on. I got that. Come on.
Hey! Okay!
Boom! Will you stop it? Oh, that's it!
Phil tackles Charlie, knocking him through a table.
Hey, what's that about?
I'm sorry.
What's that about?
You made me crazy!
You're a maniac! You're wrecking my wife's table.
My back!
At the door.
Hey, hi.
Oh! Is this the Hinton residence? I'm Dan Kubitz, Child Services. I'm here to conduct a compliance inspection.
Inspection? No one said anything about the inspection.
Yeah. Well, we only do it if we receive a complaint.
A complaint? Somebody complained about...
Hey, well, come on in. You can inspect us. We have nothing to hide. And we caught us at a crazy time. We're playing with the kids.
Right.
Ah! I can't believe somebody complained about us?
So, where is the nap area?
The nap area?
Right.
Well, we don't really have a nap area. We've kind of been just letting them just fall asleep wherever they drop.
Okay, sleep where they drop. Well, you know, I think that should just about do it.
What's the bottom line?
Well, you need to correct the deficiencies on this form.
Okay.
And then also, you need to fill out these compliance certification documents. Who wants these, the carrot or the broccoli?
Carrot.
Okay.
Carrot. There's a lot of stuff on here.
Yeah.
So we can stay open, right?
As long as you have that done by 9 a.m. tomorrow morning.
9 a.m. 9 a.m.
Wow. Hey, good luck with this. I like what you guys are doing here. I don't want to be the guy that has to shut you down.
Yeah, we'd hate for you to be that guy.
I will be, don't want to be.
Okay, safety gate to the bottom of the stairs, top of the stairs, bedrooms, bathrooms. I've gone safety gate crazy.
Hey, how many kids are we taking care of?
I've lost track. They run so fast.
Well, you can get started on this little batch over here.
You know, it's getting kind of late. Let's just call it a night.
No, we cannot call it a night. We got a bunch of kids showing up here in 5 hours, Phil.
I'm serious. We don't know anything about running a daycare center. We don't know anything. We're not even good parents.
I'm a good parent.
What does that mean?
What?
That thing. What is that?
You know that rocket ship thing you do?
Yeah.
Ben doesn't even like that.
First of all, you don't know what you're talking about because it just happens to be Ben's favorite thing.
Well, I've seen it, okay? The only reason he lets you do it is because you like it. Sometimes pay attention to him.
You don't even change your kid's diapers.
I don't like diapers.
Well, you should teach your kid how to go to the toilet then and teach him how to aim, too, so every time he goes, we don't have to redecorate the place.
You're right. You're right.
Let me tell you something. My kid is 4 years old, and for the first time today, I saw him playing, having a good time with the other kids, just being a normal kid, and that made me feel great. You know, to know that I had something to do with that? We did that. If we can do that, we can definitely get this place up to code by dawn.
Let's go safety gate crazy.
Don't worry, it's gonna be fine, okay? It's all right.
Phil gives Dylan another dollar.
All I got is a five.
I can reach that.
Hey, listen. I left the paperwork on the kitchen table. It's not there. Please tell me you have it.
I don't have it.
The kids are playing with the paperwork, cutting it into shapes and screwing it up into balls.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Marvin, what are you doing?
Hey, the door was unlocked. I got your final paychecks here.
Thanks.
So what's going on here?
Oh, yeah. Don't even ask.
Hey. Look now.
Klingon Mark.
Hija.
Tiak.
Mark.
You can understand him?
Yeah, he's speaking Klingon.
Oh, that's Klingon.
Yeah.
That's
what the kid is. Right. God, how much Star Trek is that kid watch?
Too much.
Charlie, the guy from Child Services, is here.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
Look, no. Listen, why don't you do me a favor? Why don't you take these kids in the back and just play with them for a little while? Just, you know, just keep their attention just for a little while I talk to this guy, huh? But whatever you do, don't let this big bruise over here get near the lawnmower, okay?
Come on.
Thanks, Marvin.
Hey,
Mr. Stewart.
Hi. Good, I thought I was early, but...
Yeah, I'm just getting all the paperwork here.
Oh, great.
So,
great.
Anything for you.
Great. Sorry,
John.
A paper chain.
Yeah, the kids wanted to help out.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, so here's everything.
Yeah.
For you.
Yeah, I think what I'm going to need is your signature on the back of her head and on the elbow of this kid.
Oh, yeah. Do you have a pen?
I do have a pen. This is my lucky pen.
Ah, thank you. And where's it on the
initial
elbow?
Initial the elbow.
Oh, okay.
And sign the back of her head.
On her neck?
Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
And
that should just
go.
About do it.
Okay.
Well, you're ready to roll.
Yeah, let's go in.
Okay. Well, you know, everything looks okay here, but it says here that you now have 11 children.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I assume that you've hired a third care provider.
Why would you just assume that?
Well, Section 768 of the Child Welfare Code specifically states that the ratio of children to care providers cannot exceed 5 to 1.
Well, the 768.
76804.
The ratio.
Right.
Situation that we resolved that this
morning.
Oh, yes. We hired Marvin.
Marvin. Marvin.
Yes.
Has been hired.
Yes, and he's an excellent
right outside with the kids.
Well, I would love to take a look if that's okay with you.
Oh, you feel like you want to?
I think it's probably a good idea for me to see for myself.
Okay, well, let's go see and have a look at Marvin. Okay.
Marvin's entertaining the children with funny faces.
Get your hands up! Don't wave them!
You know, he certainly seems like he knows what he's doing.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Gotta say that.
Yeah. We had to interview a lot of people.
Yeah, it was a really long, grueling singling out process for me.
The kids are all enraptured and mimic his movements.
No, I'm a chicken.
You can never be too careful when it comes to kids. You can't.
Mm-mm. And here at Daddy Daycare, we only want to work with the best, so we got the top of the notch, and that's Marvin.
Sorry. Shh. Sorry. What did you do to these kids?
What?
Are they on drugs?
Oh, there's this one. One kid, maybe. How'd you get him to behave like this?
Just gonna know how to handle him.
How do you know how to handle
him? Yeah.
I read Dr. Spock's baby and child care book. It's not about Star Trek.
Finish.
Yeah.
You know, when I was in the back, I spotted under the eaves of the porch what looked like a beehive, a really big beehive.
Okay,
and
we'll check.
Don't worry about it. I'll take care of it.
I don't want anybody getting hurt.
Yeah, no hurt.
Yeah.
Okay, and guys, you should be proud. You really have turned this thing around.
Thank you very much.
I'm impressed. I really am.
Thank you very much. And for our own curiosity, this little complaint that you guys got, right. Any chance you could tell us where it came from?
I'd love to. I really would love to. But that because I have a relationship with the state.
Just for our own curiosity.
That was Miss Harrington.
I'm sure she'll see us. We need to talk to you.
Sorry, Miss Harrington. We just barged right in.
That's quite all right, Jenny. Gentlemen, please sit down.
They take a seat opposite Miss Harrington.
Ah, what can I do for you?
We want to come down here and personally thank you for helping to expedite our accreditation process.
Thanks to your anonymous tip, somebody from Child Services came to see us.
I'd heard you'd opened some sort of daycare program, and, well, I was concerned.
Well, that's very nice of you, but you don't have to be concerned about us.
Oh, it's not you I'm concerned about. It's the children you're looking after.
Hey, wait a minute. We're parents, all right? That's a start.
Any boob can be a parent. If you want to screw up your own child, that's your right. But when it comes to other people's children, is higher standard to answer to.
Oh, well, Mr. Cubitt seems to think that we met that standard. Show her the thing.
That piece of paper doesn't impress me.
We're gonna get laminated.
You two are just some fly-by-night operation looking to make a fast buck.
You're just afraid of the competition, that's all. Come on, let's get out of here.
Competition? Don't flatter yourselves. Daddy Daycare will never be in the same league as this institution.
Laminated!
For some reason, that just wasn't as satisfying as I thought it was going to be.
You know, I think we can take her. All we need is a clove of garlic and a wooden steak.
Hey, go. You know what she said that was right just now? These kids need more than just watching. Tomorrow, we got to take it up a notch, you know?
Huh?
Start stimulating their minds a little bit.
Marvin's at Daddy Daycare.
But I'm not a daddy.
You don't have to be a daddy. You're a male-type humanoid, and that fits in with the philosophy of the whole place.
I don't know, guys. I mean, I guess I like hanging out with the kids. It's kind of cool. But I guess child care wasn't necessarily an avenue that I felt professionally I was headed towards.
That's exactly what I said, Marvin.
Yes, come on in!
Oh, hey, how are you?
Hey, guys. I am so sorry. I forgot to write you a check this week. Ever since the divorce, my head's just been like...
Marvin's spellbound.
Hey.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Are you the new daddy?
I'm your daddy. I'm not your daddy. Well, I'm your baby's daddy. I'm not your baby's daddy. I'm gonna be. I'm.
You're Marvin.
Marvin.
Well, it's nice to meet you, Marvin. I'm Kelly. Dylan's mom. well. I gotta run.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
All right, bye, guys.
Okay, have a good one.
Thanks.
Bye.
I'm in. Do you have a dental plan?
All right, Marvin. Your first assignment is to show us how you handle those kids the way you do.
Teach us.
All right, let's put it this way. If this was your business and these were your customers, how would you find out what they want?
I put together a focus group.
All right, let's do it.
All right, what we would like is for you to tell us what you'd like to get out of Daddy Daycare.
Help us to help you.
Okay, now who'd like to start?
We need more learning about things.
More learning about things?
Yes. We're at a very critical age. You have to feed our minds.
Okay, all right. You want to write that down, Marvin?
Feed our minds. Great. Okay, what else?
Dolphins. Dolphins are good.
Dolphins are fish.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they live in water.
That doesn't mean they're fish.
Hey, 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 let's calm down. Let's talk about something else. What else would you like to talk about?
Where do babies come from?
Why don't we go back to the dolphin subject and discuss dolphins, or if there's anything else on someone else's mind that we can talk about other than that.
Write that down.
Okay, what else?
Could we,
What were you getting ready to say, Ben? Come on, I can see you getting ready to say something. What is it, son?
More, drawing.
More drawings?
Yeah, like pictures and stuff. It's really fun.
Okay, yeah, great. More drawings.
Yeah.
More chasing bad guys.
Excellent idea.
We can chase Joker.
Well, wait a second, buddy. That's Batman's bad guy. You're the Flash. So you want to be chasing...
Lex Luthor?
No, that's Superman. You want to be chasing Captain Boomerang, Gorilla Grodd, Reverse Flash...
The Riddler?
What have you been doing to these kids?
Bill, Charlie, and Marvin are painting the minivan in bright colors, advertising Daddy Daycare. Marvin's in the boot, pressed up against the rear window. Bill's prodding at the beehive under the eaves with a broom handle. He pokes too hard, and the bees swarm around him. Marvin races after Phil with a hose in his hand, but then he's chased by the bees too. Marvin's dressed as Darth Vader, and all the kids, wearing Jedi cloaks, attack him with lightsabers. Marvin grabs one of the toy lightsabers and pretends he's being burnt. Phil steps out of the toilet with Max and nods after a successful visit. Charlie tries to place Dylan down on the sofa for a nap, but he clings tightly onto Charlie's neck. Later, Charlie and Kim are in bed together. She's reading The American Lawyer, whilst he's reading a mothering magazine. Charlie chases after Flash, trying to get him ready for a trip. Now the kids are running through the park, passing Miss Harridan's pupils, who are all sitting quietly, listening to music. In a paddling pool, Marvin and Phil are getting splashed, and Crispin rides on an inflatable dolphin. After making a huge mess doing a floor painting, Marvin serves the kids some healthy snacks.
Starting tomorrow, Phil is going to be hosting a Three Stooges film festival in the TV room. I know everybody's looking forward to that, right?
Yeah. Thanks, Daddy.
And last but not least, the Thumbsucker support group is going to be having a meeting under the tree immediately following our nap time, which starts right after you guys finish your snack. So after you finish, grab a blanket, get a spot, and we have that. Also, next week is going to be Alpha Girls group, and we're going to have Tai Chi under the tree, and we're going to also have Pet Day. So you bring your pets in, we have Pet Show and Tell, huh?
This is my bunny. His name is Tiny. I feed him a lot, 5 times a day. He poops a lot, too, 6 times a day. It's like little marbles. This is my turtle, Sparks. He's fast. He's the fastest turtle in the world.
Flash puts Sparks down.
Go! Go, Sparks, go!
He pushes him with his foot.
This is my parrot, Polly. I'm teaching him to talk. Talk.
Shut up, butthead! Shut up, butthead! Crazy bug.
This is my dog. His name is Soda. He makes poops. Big poops.
Okay, Becca, where's your pet?
I had a tarantula, but I don't know where he is.
Okay, all right. Don't panic. Don't panic.
No panic. There's a big spider in here somewhere.
I got spider on my head!
Phil and Charlie playing golf.
So what are we betting on today?
You're gonna do a diaper stroke, okay?
All right.
Well, if it isn't the geniuses that brought the world, the Geos.
So, how's unemployment?
Actually, I've got the best job I've ever had.
Yeah, it's a startup. We offer time management facilitation to mostly working professionals.
Wow, it's a tough market. Sounds pretty cutthroat, huh?
Oh, yeah, it's a real blood sport.
Money life.
Bruce, let's go. I got Botox.
Hi, Charlie. Hi, Phil.
Hey, Crispin.
What's up, little man?
How do you know my kid?
They're his daycare teachers. What do you think?
Daycare? That's what it is? Oh, my God. You're wiping boogers for a living. Losers, losers, losers.
Hey, you're paying us to do it, too, you know.
Do you like green eggs and ham? I do not like them, Sam I Am. I do not like green eggs and ham. Would you like to eat them here or there? I would not like to eat them anywhere. I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam I Am. Okay? Now, see, he was going to punch Sam I Am, but he walked away. You don't punch, see? He walked away with it.
Ben.
Where's Mommy?
Well, Mommy had to work today.
Remember when you used to work all the times?
Yeah, back when I had a real job.
Mm-hmm. Do you miss work?
Yeah, I guess I suppose so. I miss it. But don't get me wrong, it's not like I don't like hanging out with you guys, you know. It's just that Daddy used to be a big shot down at work. I had my own office, big pretty view. Remember that big pretty view Daddy had?
I like it when you spin me around that cool chair.
Yeah, that's a cool chair. A lot of cool things about that job. Cool chair, had people working underneath me. And just between you and I, the pay wasn't that bad either. Okay, put that down. What do you think?
What is it?
What do you mean, what is it? It's a dog in the sunshine.
Does it look like one?
Well, that's because it's kind of abstract. You have to kind of squint when you look at it and see. Look, squint and look and see. And when you see it like this, that's abstract. See that? You see it? How about if you tilt your head to the side? No, the other way.
Does it look like one?
Okay, well, what are you over there working on, Michelangelo? What you got? What is that?
It says Daddy and Ben, two figures holding hands.
There's nothing abstract about that now, is it?
Thanks.
That's pretty good. You got Daddy's head looking kind of round, though. Is my head that round?
No. But I got you a mustache.
Yeah, I see a nice green mustache. That's all right, son.
Did everything go okay?
Yeah, everything's just fine.
In bed, Kim folds her arms and sighs.
What's that face for?
Since when does he like you better than he likes me?
Oh, don't even trip. It's not like that. I just, you know, spending more time with him, so he wanted me. He's getting so much more confident. Remember in the beginning how he wouldn't play with anybody else? Now, he's even playing with that kid Crispin. With Crispin, who, by the way, happened to say thank you at lunch today without being told. And that little girl, Becca, she can read. She's just a baby. I seen her pick up a Curious George book and sit down and start reading this book like a grown-up. What's that face?
You know, I haven't seen you this excited about something in a long time.
Yeah, well, I ain't gonna front. Them little crumb snatchers got under my skin.
Mrs. Plager, I cannot continue to expose the other children to such dangerous, self-destructive, highly addictive behavior. So either Juliet stops the thumb-sucking, or you're just going to have to find yourself another preschool.
Jenny runs into Miss Harridan's office holding some papers.
Are you busy?
Just pruning a few weeds from the garden. What is it?
Okay. I just thought you should know. We've lost 3 more students.
Are you seriously suggesting you don't know where they are?
No, ma'am. I know where they are.
So do I. Daddy daycare. First, it was amusing. And it was annoying. Now it's really starting to tick me off. Get me a copy of Child Daycare Services regulations.
Jenny nods sheepishly. Mr. Cubitz has parked outside Daddy Daycare. Inside, two of the girls have applied makeup to Phil's face while he sleeps.
Hey, Phil, get the door!
Huh?
Get the door!
I got it. I got it!
Phil's fully made up.
Oh, Mr. Cubits, what are you doing here?
Is this a bad time?
No, it's a great time.
Is the man of the house at home?
Man of the house. Charlie! Mr. Cubits is here from Child Services!
I'll be right there!
So, let me ask you, where are the kids?
Outside. Marvin's giving them a puppet show.
Nice. What's on the program? Pinocchio, Little Red Riding Hood?
No, Wrath of Khan.
Hey, Mr. Cubits, hi.
Hey, yo, wait, what's with that? What are you doing?
What? What's wrong with your face?
My face?
Hey, what's that, all that stuff, man? Come on. What's the matter with you?
Back in, Jamie. If you'll excuse me, I have to see two little girls, because now I'm a big girl.
Yeah, man, you go. Yeah, just having fun with it. Hey, Mr. Cubits said, so what brings you here?
You know, I've received another complaint.
Oh, and I guess we know who that came from.
Well, I understand that you've acquired three more children since my last visit.
Yes, we're 14 altogether now. But it's still three adults, so we're still under the 5-to-1 ratio.
Right, but you see, Charlie, it's a totally different issue this time.
Charlie, can I talk to you for a second?
Oh, yeah, give me a sec. Mr. Cubits, excuse me a second. Go ahead, handle this. Why don't you have a cookie?
Sure, thanks.
What's going on?
Phil takes Charlie outside, where Marvin's waiting.
What's up?
Flash is gone.
What do you mean he's gone? Gone where?
We can't find him.
You guys looked everywhere. He's not in the garage.
Everywhere.
What are you going to do?
Hey, guys, is there some kind of problem out here?
No, not at all, Mr. Cubits. We were just having a little conversation about the...
Okay, because, you know, if it's a...
No problem at all. Why don't you... Hey, kids, why don't you meet our good friend, Mr. Cubits? Say hi.
Hi, guys.
Hey, wouldn't it be nice if Mr. Cubits came over there and played with you guys? Then we wouldn't have a little important conversation. Mr. Cubits, would you be so kind?
You think that's a good idea?
Yeah, we're having this little grown-up conversation that the kids shouldn't be privy to. So, just for a second.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, please.
That's different.
Yeah, come right.
I'll look in the back here.
I'm gonna go upstairs.
Okay, I'm gonna check the basement.
Jeremy, we have a basement!
Flash, out of his costume, walks through the hall unseen.
Flash!
Charlie checks the roof.
Flash!
Flash! Flash! We have to do the laundry.
Phil looks in the bath. Marvin up the chimney.
Woo-hoo! Flash!
They find his suit on the front steps.
Oh my God, they vaporized him!
All right, he couldn't have gotten too far. I'm going to call the police.
I'll call his parents.
Leo, we're a Betazoid. I could sense him.
They see Flash in the kitchen.
Hey, which kid is this?
I don't know. Hey, kid, what's your name?
Tony.
Flash's name is Tony.
Yeah. Actually, Flash's name is Wally West.
Hey.
They approach him with smiles.
Hey, Tony, how come you're not wearing your Flash suit?
I don't want to be Flash anymore.
You don't want to be Flash? Who you want to be?
Tony.
Did you hear that he wants to be Tony?
He wants to be Tony.
Oh, that's nice. You want to be Tony. That's great. Hey, Tony, have a cookie. Have a fresh one.
What are you talking about? Of course I love you. I'm just not in love with you.
15 months of therapy, that's the best you can do? That is the dumbest line I have ever heard. My mother was right about you.
Wait.
For what? You think this is going to change? You think I'm going to change? You think this is what I had in mind? Being a 55-year-old man living with his mother? You think that's my idea of a good time?
I love passive-aggressive losers.
You know, according to state regulations, a child care center in a family home is limited to a maximum of 12 children.
Well, I don't understand, because we have plenty of room here for these kids.
Charlie, I don't make the rules, I just enforce them. We can't have more than 12 kids at this kind of location.
So what you're saying is if we want to stay in business, we have to fire two kids.
Unless you want to move to a permanent facility somewhere else, then yes.
Charlie, Marvin, and Phil watch the kids playing.
So, totally cut loose.
How about Becca and Jamie?
You can't do it.
We gotta do something?
Why don't we get a bigger space then?
Space. The final frontier.
Hey, Marvin, I'm serious. Harrison said we're not real, right? Well, let's get real. Let's get a bigger space. Let's get more kids, hire more people, and give this woman a run for her money.
Great. Let's get a new space.
Yeah, final frontier.
Hey, you know, if you don't stop with that Star Trek, I'm gonna push you in that sticker bush there. Stop.
No, I'm saying that there's a space available called the Final Frontier.
This used to be my home away from home. Jerry, the guy who owned this place, he had the ultimate collection of memorabilia. You know what he had? Tricorder. The Dead Ensign Riley wore in the Doomsday Machine.
Yeah, I never saw that episode.
I was with him not watching also. Needs a lot of work.
That just means we can fix it up how we want to fix it up.
Yeah, but we're gonna need some money to do that.
You make money, you gotta spend money.
To spend money, you gotta have money.
Rock for Daddy Daycare. Help us finance our new permanent home. Do you know what this means?
It's a chance to improve ourselves through a little healthy competition?
No, you bubble-headed idiot. It's a death sentence. If they get their hands on a big enough space, they'll ruin me. They're selling fun. I can't compete with fun. I should have crushed them in the beginning when they were weak. It'll be harder now, but I have no choice. I've got to stop them.
How are you going to do that?
By any means necessary.
At the Rock for Daddy Daycare fundraiser, hundreds of people are milling around enjoying the entertainments. The kids, wearing Daddy Daycare t-shirts, are having pony rides.
Ride pony! Has to go! Get a t-shirt made! Something to eat! Enjoy the music!
Ben's doing portraits in felt-tip pen. Marvin's face painting. Phil singing with a band on stage, and people are dancing. Phil dances frantically, whirling around and kicking his legs out. Kelly comes to get her face painted by Marvin.
Hey, they're showing Logan's Run.
Friday night at 8. If you're not busy Friday night, maybe you'd like to...
Oh, yeah, sure.
Great.
So we're talking like just dinner, bath, bed, the works?
What?
You want me to babysit so you can go to the movie, right?
Marvin, I want you to go with me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, great.
All right, here's your thing.
Marvin's hand is unsteady. Miss Harridan and Jenny arrive.
Thank you very much. Okay, thank you.
Wearing dark glasses and berets, they move into the party and behind the bouncy castle.
I don't think we should be doing this.
Jennifer, my dear, in life there are winners and there are losers. And if you want to be a winner, sometimes you have to play dirty.
The bouncy castle deflates and the children tumble out. Now Miss Harridan's letting the animals out of the petting zoo. Phil runs off stage and tries to coax the animals back. Jenny swaps Marvin's face paint.
I'll show you, I'll paint my face first, and then you paint yourself. See, just put a little paint, and I'm just gonna...
What's wrong?
That's not paint, it's glue!
Phil's chased by the animals, and Miss Harridan pops an inflatable dog costume of one of the entertainers. Jenny pours cockroaches onto the food. Mr. Cubits.
Can I get some more of this delicious potato salad? It's so good.
Should we try it?
It's really
so good.
No!
What's up?
No!
Ooh, look! And they got into everything except for the pies.
Okay, well, don't panic. Don't panic. We'll just sell the people pies, that's all.
The goats are eating the pies.
Wow, goats really love pie.
Phil's still being chased. Miss Harridan hands a groundsman some money.
Leave them on for 2 hours?
You got it.
Everybody just take a deep breath. Let's go back to having fun. Okay?
Everyone scatters as the sprinklers are turned on. At home, Charlie's counting the money with the others.
How'd we do?
We haven't even put a dent in it.
Hello.
Charlie. Jim Fields. Hey, how's your vacation going? No, I'm just pulling your leg. Listen, buddy, are you still looking for work?
Because I found a job for you, unless you have other offers.
No, that's really interesting. That's interesting, but it's just I got something going on right now.
Before you say no, let me fax you over the proposal. You can take a look at the numbers, you think about it, and then you get back to me.
Yeah.
Okay. Great.
You say hi to the wife and daughter. Son.
Later, Charlie's looking at the fax. Charlie answers the door to Miss Harridan.
Miss Harridan, let me guess. You couldn't get child services to come back, so you're doing the inspection yourself.
I apologize. I don't like to be sneaky. Still, rules are rules. May I come in? I have a proposition for you.
Oh, yeah, please do. Can I get you some coffee or tea or water or... I have Newt, maybe?
Water would be lovely, thank
water.
You.
Easy. You don't mind tap water, do you?
Yeah, a bottle of water.
Miss Harridan sees the facts.
So, Miss Harridan, why are you here?
You seem smart, talented, highly ambitious. What on earth are you doing running a daycare center?
Well, maybe I enjoy running a daycare center.
Obviously. But is this really how you want to spend the rest of your life? As a businessman, you'd have money, power, respect. You really going to throw that all away just to babysit a bunch of three-year-olds?
You know, I said I would listen to your proposition, and I'm all ears, and I got other things to do, so if you'd be so kind.
All right. Here it is. If Daddy Daycare should close, for whatever reason, I'll take all your children for the price you charge. Top-flight education at rock-bottom prices. Think about it.
Now Charlie's talking with Marvin and Phil.
Now, wait a minute. You're blowing us off for cottony cotton balls?
No, cotton candy puffs. Apparently the whole thing was my idea, and they offered to double my salary and let me run the whole division, so yes, I am taking myself back. Yes.
Go ahead, if that's what's important to you. I mean, Phil and I can manage. We'll just find somebody else, right?
I'm going to.
This is, like, worse than when Spock betrayed Kirk on Star Trek V.
Hey, Marvin, come on, it's not like that. Listen, we want you to come back with us, and not in the mail room this time. We want you to be part of our team.
Whatever, I don't want to be on that team. I want to be on this team.
Hey, we thought a lot about this, man. It's a great opportunity.
No, this right here is a great opportunity.
Marvin, this business, this is the one that has limits, and we've reached them. Okay, me and Phil, we got responsibilities to think about. We got futures to take into consideration.
What about right now? What about the kids?
These kids were fine before Daddy Day came. They'll be fine when it's over.
Tell yourself that, Charlie. I finally found a place where I fit in, where I feel like I'm doing something good, and you just spoil it all.
Marvin walks away.
Well, that couldn't have gone worse.
If you think that went bad, wait till we tell the kids.
The kids are playing with bubbles. Charlie looks on at them thoughtfully. Nighttime. Charlie's sitting on Ben's bed.
Can I go to work with you?
Oh, no, you can't go to work with me, but you can come visit me at work. And Daddy's going to be home at night and on the weekends, you know, and we can still have lots of fun together.
Will Phil and Marvin still be here?
No, I'm sorry, little man. They're not going to be around anymore.
It's just for a while, right? Then you're gonna come back and do Daddy Daycare again.
No, this is from now on. Daddy daycare, we're not doing that anymore, Ben. Let me explain it to you like this, Ben. If Daddy does this, right, I can get money for us. And I use that money to take care of the house and to buy food and, you know, clothes and toys for you to play with.
I'll sell all my toys.
Why do you want to sell all your toys?
If I don't have toys, we don't need money, and you can stay with me.
I wish it was that simple, Ben.
Now Charlie's in the office.
The development department will have the first samples ready by next week.
Okay, let's kick it around. What do you think of when you think of cotton candy?
Clowns.
Chocolate. Cavities. Hyperactivity, cavities, and dentist bills. That's what I look, I've been to the other side, and I've seen firsthand. When kids eat this kind of stuff, they come down crashing so hard they need an airbag. You know what the ingredients are to these cotton candy balls?
Puffs.
Puffs, I'm sorry. You know what's in here? Red dye number 4 and sugar.
You know what, people? Charlie is absolutely right. You can't ignore the reality. Parents are not going to want to buy this product for their kids. Not unless those kids stomp and scream and bang their little heads on the floor till blood comes out of their ears. Hey, Charlie, you got those figures that I gave you?
Yeah, I got them right here. Just give me a second.
We had an independent marketing firm do some preliminary research to sort out the core value.
Charlie finds the picture Ben drew of them together, and a smile spreads across his face.
Charlie, want to join us?
I'm sorry about that, Jim. Yeah.
Why don't you tell everybody what the core value is? What's the most important thing?
Charlie considers.
My kid.
Huh?
My kid, Jim. That's the most important thing, my kid. And I think I've made a tremendous mistake. I quit.
Hey!
Ooh. What are you doing to me? You scared me. How was the marketing meeting?
I quit.
What?
I quit.
Quit?
I quit and I feel great. You should quit with me.
I should quit?
You should quit with me right now.
We just got here.
And you want to feel how I'm feeling? Quit. Come on.
Quit!
Quit with me.
Phil and Charlie pull up in front of Marvin's house, who's holding a yard sale outside.
Hey, Marvin, you weren't going to sell a carrot suit, were you? The kids love that.
Charlie gestures for Marvin to come over to the car, and he slowly rises to his feet.
This stuff is not for sale!
A literal reader of the text might say that Goldilocks ate the porridge because she was hungry. But what would Freud say?
Language skills are a critical component of childhood development. They're part of the core curriculum here at Chapman. Well, you'll follow me this way.
On the path of life, the proper first steps are essential. With our firm guidance, your children will take those steps right here at Chapman. Our philosophy is that a child is like a climbing vine. Structure to cling to and the right gardener to tend them, they'll grow to the sky.
That's the dumbest thing I ever heard.
We're not talking about plants, we're talking about kids. And I know you people don't want this woman pruning and cutting and weeding your 3-year-olds.
Some people are uncomfortable with achievement.
No, what I'm uncomfortable with is treating a little kid like it's an adult. If you people let your kids come here, they're gonna be miserable in 4 different languages.
5. We start Portuguese in the fall.
How many languages do you listen to them in? You ever just take a break and stop trying to shove knowledge down their throat and just talk to them? Listen to them and see what they want.
They're children. They don't know what they want.
Yes, they do know what they want. All of them, and they're all different. We took some time, we talked to the kids, got to know them a little bit, and it made a difference. It helped them.
Oh, please. Share your success. Why don't you tell these people exactly how you help their children?
He looks at the children's eager faces.
Max. Max over here is potty trained now, okay?
I don't miss.
That's right, and Becca learned how to read.
Yes, I did.
And Crispin. Crispin is the most polite kid you'd ever want to meet.
Thank you, Charlie.
You are most welcome, Crispin.
And I made friends.
That's right, little man. You made some friends.
As of this moment, Daddy Daycare is back in business.
Don't be a fool. Won't make him a nickel.
Hey, we might not get rich, but we'll manage. Excuse me. All right, huh? How about that? Yeah, all right. Yeah. Hey, listen. Any boob can run a childcare center. It takes a family to raise some children. And that's what we're going to be from now on, a family.
Family? What a laughable concept.
Well, we're going to just laugh our way down the driveway. You have a pleasant day, Miss Harriet. Bye, Miss Harriet.
Phil and Charlie take the kids outside, where Marvin is standing by the minivan, dressed in the carrot suit. Marvin jumps in. 6 months later, and Jenny's helping with Daddy Daycare.
Okay, everybody's holding hands, right?
Yeah, right.
Miss Harridan is working as a traffic conductor when she catches sight of Jenny as she crosses the road with the children.
Daddy Daycare. Jennifer, how could you?
It's a really great place to work. You should apply there. Or not.
Have a nice day, Miss
Harridan. That's nice.
Crispin gives her a flower and runs away. Miss Harridan tries to direct a car, but the driver ignores her. Kids arrive at Daddy Daycare's brightly decorated permanent facility. Mr. Cubitt shakes Charlie and Phil by the hand. Marvin's carrying two boxes of toys to Kelly, but he trips on a low swing door and then falls back over it. Charlie looks over as Marvin and Kelly kiss and hug. Becca's reading on her own, and Jamie is playing with a toy dinosaur. Jenny's reading with a group of children and parents. Ben gives Kim a big kiss, and Charlie smiles to himself. Phil clambers up the climbing frame. Bruce is playing with Crispin.
All right, here I come. What's going on?
Help! Help! Help!
I'm stuck!
Loser! Loser!
Phil falls on top of Bruce.
Loser!
Ben runs into Charlie's arms.
Oh, hey, little man. Yeah, I said this wasn't a bad trade-off.
Yeah, Dad.
Charlie ruffles the hair of a kid who rides past him on a trike. Miss Harridan is still directing traffic. A wasp starts buzzing around the flower that Crispin gave her, and soon it's joined by many more. As Miss Harridan starts swatting them with her stop sign, she loses control of the traffic. As she continues to swing her stop sign, more and more traffic congests the junction.
And action.
We can't spend money without having it.
Hold on one second.
What are you being beamed up?
It's Captain Kirk.
It is.
Hey.
Hey, what are you doing to me?
Putting my hand.
Oh.
I can't wait a minute.
Like, you take you, for instance.
Yeah.
I would never push you in a stick of bush.
You couldn't push me.
I'd use a shovel on you.
Busy.
Some other kids around here hanging out with you, man. How that sound?
Whoa!
Hey, hey.
So you're gonna have to work on
it. Yeah, mazel tov.
Remember when you broke my yo-yo? Uh-huh. And you never give me a new one? That's why you've been sending me to bed.
Wow, you've been writing.
No, I can't even write my letter.
What's going on here?
Uh-huh. You're really killing me.
Joe Frazier's smoking skillets. These skillets were made in the city of brotherly love.
Okay, yeah, they gave you a little too much direction, didn't they?
Okay, it's time for your peony set.
What's this, Mom?
I'll sell my toys.
I'll sell all my toys.
Okay, I'll say my other line over again, because I messed it up, so let me say it again. I say, you know.
Action.
Okay, thank you.
Let it go for a second. There. Thank you.
That's why I know we haven't been to the moon.
The ceremony says it's preparing me for my future.
You hungry?
Yeah.
What do you feel like eating?
I want a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Yeah, after the scene.
If I give you...
What?